Our first fair activity actually starts a month from today, which is crazy. Our dog show is the 5th. And but before then, we have a lot of fun things happening in the 4-H world. This past week, we had mini 4-H day camp. It was a day camp for our kindergarten through second graders. Our theme was wild about 4-H, and we had a safari theme. We had a 115-pound snake come and visit us. I touched him, but I did not hold him. But and the junior leaders helped out with that, so that's a good way to kind of get them started in the program. I'm taking 52 campers and 7 counselors to 4-H camp at Shackamack this Sunday, and we'll be there through Wednesday. So fingers crossed we don't have a lot of rain. I know the farmers want it, but I don't want it to ruin my camp activities. and it does not help with homesickness either. But so that's this week, and we have 7 kids going to Purdue this summer. Those are good opportunities. There one's a 4-H academy where they pick a track, kind of a career track, and focus. I know one of our kids is doing the medical track. I don't remember what the other one's doing. But it's kind of an in-depth program. They stay in the dorms. They get to eat in the dining halls. They learn from the professors. So it's a really cool opportunity. And our 4-H council is sponsoring the whole price for them to go. It's $200 a kid, so that's exciting. It's no cost to them. And we have 5 kids going to Roundup, which I'm actually chaperoning that one. It's been a long time since I've been, but that one's for the 7th through 9th graders. And it's kind of that you pick like 5 different classes, you get to dabble in a few different things instead of kind of just doing a focus on one. But again, they stay in the dorms and kind of get the first taste of college life, which is kind of fun, a good opportunity for them. And then our numbers for the year, we're about where we are last year. I was hoping to be a little higher on our enrollment. We were able to do some enrollment activities this year. We did a lot of the trunk or treats, and I was able to get into a few of the schools this year, which was exciting. But we have around 500 kids involved in 4-H, 408 regular 4-Hers and 98 of the minis. And then we have 75 registered adult volunteers who are helping us out, which is huge. So that's exciting. And so that's all of our summer fun happening. This past week, this was a cool opportunity. We had a safe sitter class. The health department actually let us borrow their mannequins, and it was to become a certified babysitter. It's for 6th through 8th graders, and they learn like CPR and help with choking and different things like that. There was a business section too where you focus on being able to run a business and how to charge for your services. So 9 kids got registered for that last Friday. So we have some certified babysitters in the community. If you know anybody who needs one, I can give you some names. So that's kind of what the 4-H world is looking at. And for health and human sciences, Olivia gave me some things to talk about. Some of the things she's been focusing on is programs involving chronic conditions. So they've had success with their Dining with Diabetes program. That helps with recipes and learning how to live and cook with diabetes. They had a really successful Matter of Balance class, which is for the seniors. I know the Silver Sneakers at the Y got really involved in that. Teaches you how to do exercise and hold your balance. And they're hoping to schedule another one of those. And then together this summer, I'm really excited for this, we're doing a program at the Y. Once a week, we're going to go in there and we're going to work with the 4th and 5th graders to do kind of a mindfulness program. And with the 6th to 8th graders, I know if you went to the Extension Board, I talked about there's a life lessons program that 4-H kind of started this year, and it focuses on different life, like we have automotive section, a budgeting section, a kitchen section, organization section, and we're doing that with the 6th to 8th graders at the Y this year.